His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off with the power update. As effective 5 a.m. this morning, Eversource power update, the percentage of home without powers in Falls Village, Canaan 71%, in Cornwall 99%, Goshen 98%, Kent 90%, Norfolk 98%, North Canaan 84%, Salisbury 40%, Sharon 82%, Torrington 37%. Central Hudson's power update as of 5 a.m. this morning. Affected customers 40,147. They have 1,173 active outages. In Columbia, there's 474. Dutchess County leads the way with 16,977. Greene only 18. And Ulster County, 3,789. NYSEG power update as of 5 a.m. this morning. By county, Columbia County, there were 95 homes without power. In Dutchess, 11,462. And in Ulster County, 121. Yesterday, a morning fire raced through a single-story house at 35 Old Turnpike Road North in North Canaan, killing a handicapped woman and sending two other adults to Sharon Hospital for treatment of mild burns and smoke inhalation. State police have yet to release the name of the woman who passed away. The fire is being investigated by the state fire and explosion team. No cause has yet been determined. The alarm drew eight fire departments from as far away as Winsted, Sharon, and New Marlborough, Massachusetts. The house located on a hill had no water nearby, so fire crews had to ferry tank loads from a farm pond near the Concapot River in Clayton. The deadline for voter registration by mail is on August the 6th. Coming up on August the 8th in Cornwall, a discussion on COVID and college at the Cornwall Library at 5 p.m. The Road to Women's Suffrage in Sharon, a new exhibition at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum, will open this coming Saturday and remain on view through Saturday, November 28th. The special exhibition documents the combined efforts of women and men from cities and small towns like Sharon across the state of Connecticut, bringing together photographs, artifacts, and archival documents from collections across Connecticut to illustrate the stories and suffrage movement in Connecticut, Litchfield County, the petitioners from the town of Sharon, and the unfinished battles for equal rights they fight for today. The hours of the Historical Society and Museum are Wednesday through Friday from 12 to 4, Saturdays from 10 till 2. By the way, a lecture coming up, Beyond Seneca Falls, Heather Monroe Prescott, will be held Saturday, August 15th and September 12th from 4 to 5. No registration is required. It's a Zoom meeting. You can join by getting that Zoom site at the Sharon Historical website. This Sunday, the Sharon Ambulance Squad once again is doing a drive-up style pancake breakfast at the firehouse. They love seeing everybody in town, so you're invited to stop by, pick up some breakfast. $7, you'll receive a to-go breakfast of pancakes, French toast, eggs, potatoes, bacon, and sausage. Unfortunately, they can't do special orders. If possible, please pre-order by calling Betsy at 860-364-0663. A few things they want you to note: you must wear a mask to pick up food and socially distance while waiting. Cash or credit card is accepted. Be patient as they run up and down the stairs for you to get your food. Please drink some water and stay hydrated, and consider buying a tote bag for $5 to carry your breakfast home in. Above all else, they just want you to know they're grateful for your support. Here's a check on other stories we're following for you today. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont had declared a state of emergency yesterday in response to the widespread power outages caused by the tropical storm. Lamont made the announcement shortly before noon yesterday, saying, "With more than 700,000 customers experiencing power outages, we need to take several emergency steps that I will facilitate restoration." Lamont went on to say, "I remain in consistent communication with municipal leaders and utility officials so we can move resources to where they are most needed at this time. I continue to have regular communications with our Emergency Operations Center, which is managing both the response to this storm and our continued response to COVID-19. The National Weather Service confirmed what we knew already, that tornadoes did touch down in the northwest corner on Sunday. After surveying damage that included destroyed greenhouses and downed trees and utility wires, no injuries were reported. A tornado with the weakest EFO rating struck Sharon shortly after 5:30 in the evening with an estimated maximum wind speed of 80 miles an hour and traveled about a quarter of a mile. And then a second tornado rated an EF1 tore through Falls Village shortly after 6 p.m. The The maximum wind speed there was about 90 miles an hour. It traveled 1.7 miles. The tornadoes, which developed as powerful thunderstorms, moved across the region on Sunday evening. Back to our tropical storm. The tropical storm in Dutchess County is ranked among the most damaging the region has seen and resulted in the most power outages of any event in more than 9 years, according to Central Hudson Gas and Electric. Relief has been elusive for many. Utility companies around the region are warning some customers they may not have service restored for multiple days, and officials say a national shortage of dry ice will complicate efforts to keep residents cool without air conditioners for some clean water. Meanwhile, in Columbia and Greene County, the tropical storm had its impact. Power companies and public works departments spent a good part of the day cleaning up yesterday after the tropical storm moved through Greene and Columbia counties. The storm left about 10,000 customers without electricity at the height of the storm, according to NYSEG. They were hit the hardest, with 6,000 customers in the dark in the evening. Crews worked into the night and reported 1,160 without power on Wednesday. The towns with the most outages were Copaic, Hillsdale, and Ghent. National Grid had reported about 1,000 customers in Columbia County were without power, with the largest outages in the towns of Chatham and Taconic. New York City will establish registration checkpoints at key entryways to try to ensure visitors from states with high COVID-19 infection rates go into quarantine when they come across the border. Mayor Bill de Blasio said the measure dovetails with New York's requirement that anybody staying in New York from 34 states with high coronavirus cases needs first to go into a 14-day quarantine. City police will intermittently stop travelers who have visited the states, requiring them to complete a State Department of Health traveler form, as well as telling them to quarantine upon entering New York City. The efforts will start today and begin with the outreach at Penn Station, the busiest train station in the nation, according to the mayor. In Sandusfield, it looks like they'll be without power until tomorrow. Restoring power to that town will take at least another day, according to the select board. Off West Street, downed wires had burned through the night. Emergency management and highway crews worked all over town. And yesterday morning, only one Eversource truck had arrived from Canada. The town needs three trucks, according to O'Rourke. He reached out to State Representative William Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox for help, quoting, "Until we get electric companies here, we really are at a standstill." And in Great Barrington, new estimates to fix and remediate an abandoned elementary school at the heart of Housatonic Village have pegged the cost at about $5.3 million if the town maintains ownership. If a private investor were to take on the deteriorating Housatonic school, the cost would be lowered to about $3.2 million, according to the June estimates developed by the staff from the Department of Public Works. And demolishing that building would run about $1 million. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. It's Roll and Stroll, a lobster roll down by the lake at the Interlaken tonight. interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 27,201.52. The NASDAQ starts off today at 10,988.40, and the S&P 500 at 3227.77. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.